Florida for All, a progressive group partly funded by the Democratic Governors Association, held the press conference on the historic Capitol steps. At the event's advertised time, three people had shown up: Democratic St. Petersburg Representative Dwight Dudley and two sign-holding supporters. One of them, Amy Datz, took the moment just before the camera rolled to Ben Dudley's ear.
I'm working on getting fracking moratorium for next session. You going to help me out?
Awesome. Well, let's talk.
Okay.
Moments later, Dudley got to the business at hand.
Good morning. I'm Dwight Dudley, state representative from District 68.
Dudley sponsored two bills this session that would have put proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot. First, a bill repealing utility companies' ability to charge customers for future power plants. It's the policy that allows Duke Energy to collect more than $1 billion for planned nuclear power plants it then scrapped.
The utility tax has been in place since 2006. The governor's been in office for almost 4 years, said nothing, done nothing, and apparently will do nothing regarding any help for consumers.
Also in office since then was former Republican governor and current Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist, but his name didn't come up. Dudley's fee repeal was never taken up in committee this year, but he says he looks forward to campaigns collecting enough Floridian signatures to get the measure on the ballot anyway.
The beauty of constitutional amendments is that you go around the elected body that isn't helping.
He says he hopes that same strategy will allow Floridians to vote on another of his failed bills, that one allowing renewable and alternative energy providers to exist alongside large utility companies.
And we could have a renewable renaissance in the state of Florida if allowed to.
State law says no one except regulated utilities can charge for power, and Dudley questions whether state regulators and the governor are unbiased.
Don't keep taking money from the utilities. Help the consumers, help the ratepayers.
A recent report by nonpartisan watchdog group Integrity Florida showed the state's four largest utility companies had contributed a combined $18 million to state-level political candidates over two election cycles. Integrity Florida's Ben Wilcox says the companies spent an additional $12 million on lobbyists over 5 years.
I think that's definitely on the high end. It's, as I mentioned earlier, on average, it's one lobbyist for every two state legislators. I think that could be characterized as an army of lobbyists.
After the report was released, a Florida Power and Light spokesman retorted to the Miami Herald that Integrity Florida's research was sponsored by the notoriously anti-utility company Southern Clean Energy Alliance. Wilcox admits the alliance provided funding, but says the money trail is backed up with public records.
You know, as far as the utility companies claiming that we were bought, I mean, they're not saying that anything in the report was not true or not factual. They're just trying to attack the messenger.
And Dudley says the payoff for utility companies is a monopolistic hold on Florida's energy, unless he hopes voters get other options at the ballot box. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.